Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. Let's talk global COVID cases. How are you this morning?
Yeah, you've caused big problems, haven't you now? All those school kids listening going, yeah, that's how
this
I do
is
it.
How I do it. No, yeah, no, I mean, it's important to know.
I've noticed at work that it's funny how often people seem to have a little bit of food poisoning on a Monday.
Yeah. See, food poisoning is too far a stretch, because that also has proving, you have to prove that. You can't go all the way there.
Not the end of a phone. I mean, you can phone in and say,
I think I've got food poisoning. That's true. Mm.
And then you're fine by the next day, so you've just had an extra day off. All these tips and more can be found on the Phil Wiggs Facebook.
Follow me for scamming tips. Okay, let's talk COVID, which you can't scam.
Sure. Yeah, it's about the sort of good news, bad news thing that we constantly get with this wretched virus. And indeed, the number of coronavirus.
We lost you. There you are.
The number of cases has fallen, the number of COVID cases confirmed by the World Health Organization. But the number of coronavirus deaths is not dropping as quickly. Still dropping, but not as we're still talking around 10,000 deaths a day worldwide. And the unequal access to vaccines is also, according to Tedros Ghebreyesus, holding back progress. He says the virus is moving faster than the vaccine at the moment. And he's welcomed this pledge that came from the G7 summit at the weekend, the more or less billion doses. But then, as he put it, 11 billion doses are needed. So it is that constant thing, isn't it? One step forward, maybe one and a bit steps backwards.
Absolutely.
That's how it feels sometimes, certainly. Yeah.
And then we're looking at the Belarus plane hijacking. That was last month. It was a very frightening issue of not only security, but I guess geopolitical concern.
And of course, the entire ruse for that hijacking was the arrest of Roman Protasevich, a journalist, and his girlfriend, Sofia Sapega. They were both arrested, hauled off the plane, and both are still in prison. But we've got this parliamentary inquiry going on into what happened, because Ryanair is essentially a UK registered airline. So the inquiry is on in London. And the boss of Ryanair, Michael O'Leary, is never afraid to speak out about anything, frankly, if you want an opinion, ideal for a phone-in. Anyway, he has talked about how the pilot of the flight that was diverted was warned a bomb would detonate if it continued to Lithuania. He was told that specifically, that essentially there's a ticking time bomb. You cannot go to Lithuania. You must divert to Minsk in Belarus. Although, weirdly, Minsk in Belarus was technically further away. But still, you know what? If you're the pilot of a plane being told that by air traffic control and security is coming on, you basically going to do it. All sorts of false excuses were given by officials. He tried to contact his airline bosses to double check on this, and he was told they weren't answering their phone. Essentially, he wasn't allowed to be put through. And Michael O'Leary has called it a premeditated breach of global aviation rules. I mean, and then some. I mean, how many international laws did Belarus break in doing what it did?
Quite right.
And here we are a month later, a few sanctions against a few individuals. You kind of wonder if it could happen again.
Hmm, very concerning. And then finally, Cristiano. Okay, I loved this video. Cristiano Ronaldo pushing away the Coca-Cola. One, because, you know, I have to dilute my Diet Coke. I can't take sweet things at all. Like, yeah, I have to mix it with water. And also him reminding. And then, of course, I love water. Yeah.
The power of a gesture, eh? Yeah, absolutely.
Very much.
He's become the all-time top goal scorer at the European Football Championships. But before that, at the press conference, as you say, he basically put two Coca-Cola bottles to one side with a sort of yuck and a dismissive gesture. And I think he talked about how he doesn't let his son drink it. Drink water.
He said something about, I don't know what the word for drink is, but he said agua. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly that. The result, Coca-Cola, which after all is one of the tournament sponsors, saw its share price drop by nearly a dollar. So effectively, that one Cristiano Ronaldo comment and gesture cost Coca-Cola $4 billion. That was what was wiped off their share value worldwide. $4 billion, just like that. I mean, that's nearly a month's wages for Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ah!
He couldn't have reimbursed them. They recovered slightly by the end of the day. But still, think of the power that you could have in his shoes. He doesn't eat sweet things. He doesn't drink sweet things. you could get him on board with any number of food campaigns, and wow, what good he could do over and above scoring some goals.
It reminds me of the power that we have as on-air talent. So remember that, Adam. The next time someone wants to mess with you, just be like, I could move the Coca-Cola bottle at any time. Are you sure you want to mess with me?
Or I could bring it back. It
just correct.
How much is being paid?
Indeed. Happy Tuesday. Thanks so much.